put this into perspective for us. What does it mean when some of these countries start either backing out or sending lesser delegates to this country?
Good morning. I think it shows somewhere between dissatisfaction to concern to great concern with respect to how they perceive American policy in the Middle East.
What is the purpose of the Gulf Summit as you see it, Professor?
To allay the concerns of Arab nations in the Middle East with respect to America, particularly American policy regarding Iran. I think because there's concern amongst nations such as Saudi Arabia with respect to the nuclear deal between the five nations and Iran. I think the whole purpose of the summit is to explain the negotiated agreement to those countries, get them on board with respect to that agreement, and to allay concerns that seemingly they have, with respect to American policy, particularly focused on Iran.
Usually the Persian Gulf countries are right on board with U.S. foreign policy and reinforcing their ally status. This can't be considered a very good sign for the state of international relations right now.
I think that's right, but I think there's an additional tweak that needs to be understood here. There seems to be some kind of a developing relationship between Egypt and Saudi Arabia, because from their perspective, quote-unquote, a common foe is Iran. And I think that neither the Saudis nor the Egyptians are convinced that America views Iran as a threat the way they view Iran as a threat. And the fact that the Saudis are not coming or are sending a lower-level delegation is a clear signal to the Americans that there is this grave concern within those countries with respect to American policy, also related, obviously, to ICE or ISIS. And I think it's a clear message being signaled to the United States that they would request that the U.S. be more cognizant of what they perceive to be a great threat, regional threat, that they evidently don't believe that the U.S. sees in the same way.
So will they be talking about how we approach ISIS at this summit today and tomorrow?
Whether directly or indirectly, I think that's the subtext to the broader conversation, because initially back in August, September, the president referred to this growing coalition of nations that were going to be engaged along with the U.S. against ISIS. I'm not sure that coalition has really come to fruition. What hampers that coalition is that it seems to be the case, this is where it gets complicated, that the U.S. needs Iran to combat ICE. From the perspective of Saudi Arabia and Egypt, ICE is presents a danger, and the fact that the U.S. needs Iran to combat ICE casts doubt from their perspective on whether or not the U.S. really understands the nuclear threat posed by Iran. It's a very complicated chessboard at the moment.
All right. Well, Amos, we sure appreciate your time this morning. That's University of Utah law professor and Middle East expert Amos Giora trying to sort out the geopolitics of this summit that's being hosted this week of Persian Gulf leaders at the White House and then Camp David. That's live on the KSL Newsline. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45 past the hour.